So if one realized that the death of the body doesn't equal the death of oneself, and then one picked one of these gurus from some tradition that one liked, like, as I mentioned, Jesus or Buddha or Krishna or whatever, but you also had the assumption I've been belaboring here, going, then you'd realize that if you picked one of these beings, you would not be picking some being that no longer exists. Because they didn't die. Nor were they born. Bodies are born, they live for a certain period, they taught certain things, they die. But the beings using those bodies to do those teachings exist as much now as they ever did. Which is what the churches aren't going to tell you. So you could have any of those beings as a guru if you're looking for some help and to study what they taught, what they suggested. I would be extremely careful about picking a quote-unquote guru out here on the physical plane, speaking only for myself, because it's very easy to, for someone to be pretending that he or she is a guru. That's relatively common, and pays fairly well if one gets the act down. But there's also those who believe themselves to be a guru who aren't gurus, but they think they are. They're dangerous too. So in looking for a quote-unquote guru, the word means one who adjusts. One who adjusts. The guru doesn't like tap you on the forehead and make you enlightened. The guru is going to act in ways that are sometimes incomprehensible. The real guru, you know. And the thing you need to know about the quote-unquote real guru, there's no definition. They can be anything. You know, read the literature, ancient India. It's just full of what a guru can be and how a guru can manifest, from the sublime to the ridiculous. And sometimes they appear as a quote-unquote guru. And sometimes they appear to appear as a quote-unquote guru. And then you get all the Sufi stories about somebody looking for a guru, but they call it a real Sufi. And you get all their stories about everywhere they go, they get told, well, the real one's over there. In the next village, they get the next village, well, no, and he's not here, he's over there. And they never do find that real one. But if one did find a guru, whether on whatever plane, that involves affirming that one wishes that person or that tradition or whatever to be one's guide in the spiritual, one's spiritual path. It's a very sacred idea, although it's been made unsacred in the West, but a real guru will not accept anybody who comes along and says, I'd like to be your pupil. That's kind of like a real psychiatrist does not accept everybody who shows up wishing to be a patient. A guru might say, a real one say, and let's say it's known that this person is some kind of guru or teacher, might say, well, thank you for coming. You have this, this, and this to still learn, go learn them, and when you think you've learned them, come back, we'll talk. So you might be asked to go accomplish some things and come back. before being spoken with further. Real gurus, and they're gurus and gurus. You know, it just means one who helps someone along, one who's a little further along than you are in the path that you've chosen, who can maybe, when you get to point B, tell you what they did when they got to point, help them get over point B. In that sense, you have a guru, not necessarily in a big sense, but someone who's dealt with point B and you haven't, who you trust to tell you the truth. But there are levels of guru, from someone who knows a little more than I do and therefore can help me along a little, from someone, a mysterious being in various traditions called things like the teacher of teachers, or the guru of gurus. So there's apparently levels of knowledge, levels of wisdom, levels of compassion. And I once asked my teacher, because at that time in the early 70s, there are gurus everywhere. And it was quite evident that most of them are phony, whether aware of it or not. So I said to him, why are there so many of these people around anyway? What's the deal? And he said, well, they fulfill the function of keeping people's attention upon them, and that allows the real teachers to go about their work unhindered. And some of these people who aren't real gurus but who have a following know that's the function they're serving, and they're doing it on purpose because they're a pupil of that guru. Okay, if you want me to appear to be a guru so people don't come and bother you or even know about you, I'll do that. Because I'm asked to. Because I'm devoted to my guru. So part of what devotion means is, I was once told, let's see, I met my teacher in 1967. In 1969, I was in a hallway in a building on an Ventura College campus that had faculty offices on both sides of the hallway. You ended like a rectangle. You walk down the middle of the hallway, and there are offices off both sides. And I've known my teacher 2 years at this point. I don't know much about what I've gotten into yet. And there's this woman who teaches at Ventura College also, for the same reason I was teaching there, which was so that we could be around the teacher and still have a teaching job somewhere on a college level. So we end up at Ventura College, whereas we could have gone anywhere. But it was Ventura College because that enabled us to serve the teacher by being close. So I'm walking down that hallway of offices one day, and there she is in her office, and I don't know her that well. She's the most popular teacher on campus. And she looks at me and says, we're both pupils, or wannabe pupils of the same teacher. And she looks at me and says, you know what complete devotion is, Barrett? I said, no, what? It says, you're involved in something that you enjoy more than anything else in the world. You've planned it carefully. You've looked forward to it. You put time aside for it. You're finally involved with it. You're having the time of your life. And you get word that you're needed now, right now, by the teacher. Complete devotion is, you get up, you go to the teacher. It doesn't matter what's happening in your life. She told me that in the hallway, in passing. I forgot about it until about 3 days ago. It's just the words themselves. Yeah. As Shakespeare said, readiness is all.